Okay, now moving on to our topic for the day. How well do you sleep at night? Do you dream much? 晚上睡得好吗？会不会常常做梦啊？我其实觉得哦，做梦里面的梦境啊，就是我们想象力和美梦成真的一个地方。所以如果能够在梦境中控制自己，我们说去哪里或者做些什么的话，那一定会是超酷的，对不对？Different dreams are like different scripts. We're not the directors, but the actors and actresses following the play. 没错，我们其实没有办法决定要梦见什么东西，我们只能跟梦一起演下去。Dreams could be fun, where we can become racers drifting on the highway, a police officer chasing bad guys, or astronauts on a spaceship soaring in the space.But what if dreams are not so fun or lovely? I bet that everyone must have dreamt of being chased by a monster. 大家一定都梦过被可怕的人或者是被一个怪兽追着跑的感觉吧。你一直跑一直跑。You ran and you ran, but the monster just kept approaching. 但是那个怪兽好像怎么跑都甩不了它，还是一直跟在你后面，甩都甩不掉。You might have even tried to hit the monster by waving your hands in the air like you just don't care. 在空中挥舞你的手，但是好像怎么样都打不了那个怪兽，因为你的手就是那么软，就是这么的没有力气。Your hands were too weak to do anything. Or maybe you had a dream where you tripped and fell into a deep hole, and you just kept on falling and falling and falling and until suddenly you woke up in shock. Yes.Those dreams that send chills down your spine, the dreams that make you sweat in your sleep, are called nightmares. So why do we have nightmares? Is it because your teacher gave you pop quizzes every other day? Or is it because you've done something bad or wrong and you felt guilty? 是日有所思夜有所梦吗？还是有可能你做了什么亏心事啊，所以才会碰到一些不好的噩梦呢？都有可能啦。但是如果你是常常服用一些药物 If you're someone who takes medicine 有一些特定的药物比方说像抗高血压的药或者是一些抗忧郁的药呢这些都可能导致做噩梦 的可能性 Also if you're sleep deprived 如果你是欠缺睡眠的人的话或者是有一些睡眠的失调 This can also lead to nightmares In addition,Stress and anxiety, 压力和焦虑呢，都可能间接导致成年人做噩梦哦。People who have experienced trauma or have suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder can also suffer from nightmares. 或者你曾经经历创伤，或者你正经历创伤后期的这个症状，都有可能导致产生噩梦。Nightmares usually occur during the REM.Or the REM stage of sleep. 什么是 REM sleep 呢 ?REM 是什么意思呢那其实呢我们在睡觉的时候睡眠呢分成四个阶段。那 REM, 就是最后一个阶段也就是我们所知道的 Rapid Eye Movement, 快速动眼期 ,Rapid Eye Movement, 也就是 REM。那就是在这个阶段呢是我们睡眠然后做梦的一个阶段。Here's another fun fact for you guys. If you've ever experienced waking up from a dream, but you could not seem to move your body, then you've experienced something called sleep paralysis. 睡眠瘫痪症。那睡眠瘫痪症还有一个比较常见的名字，我们常常在说的就是所谓的鬼压床的感觉。对，是不是听起来很可怕呢？你还要这么晚睡吗？有人呢，可能甚至会产生幻觉。当他在被鬼压床，或者是正在经历睡眠瘫痪症的时候，会有幻觉的产生。幻觉的英文叫做 hallucination。Hallucination, it's when you hear, you feel, or you see things that are not there. 那通常呢？这样的一连串的感觉会让我们产生恐惧。What a living nightmare. However, it's not so scary once you understand what's causing the problem. 我们都知道 当我们不了解一个事情的时候，才会产生恐惧。只要一了解背后运作的原理，我们就不会怕了。While sleeping, our body relaxes, and voluntary muscles do not move. This prevents people from injuring themselves due to acting out their dreams. 所以在睡眠的时候呢，我们的身体是放松的，那甚至是一个麻痹，一个瘫痪的状态。为什么呢？因为这是身体自然的一个机制，让我们不至于做出在梦中所梦到的梦境的一些动作，所以我们不会在睡觉的时候跳起来、跑起来，或者开始手舞足蹈。那在我们睡眠瘫痪症的时候，也就是被鬼压床的时候呢， Our body's transition to or from REM sleep is out of sync with the brain.所以在这段期间的时候，在快速动眼期的时候呢，我们的大脑和身体其实是没有连上线的 ，out of sync。sync 就是 synchronization 的意思，也就是同步的意思。所以我们的身体跟我们的脑其实是不同步的。So maybe the person's consciousness is awake, but their body remains in a paralyzed sleep state.所以尽管这个人可能意识是清楚的，但他的身体仍然停留在被麻痹、被瘫痪的那个睡眠的状态。所以呢，其实鬼压床听起来可怕，但是它就是一个身体保护自己的一个机制。只要避免太晚睡、熬夜就好了，因为其实晚睡熬夜导致睡眠不足，就会容易引起睡眠瘫痪的这个现象。Anyway, sleep paralysis doesn't happen to everyone every night, but there are people who have nightmares regularly. And that leads us to our sentence of the day. Having late night snacks increases our metabolism, triggering more brain waves and causing nightmares. 放慢一点，再一次。Having late night snacks increases our metabolism, triggering more brain wavesand causing nightmares. 吃宵夜会促进新陈代谢，引发更多脑波，最终导致我们做噩梦。吃宵夜会促进新陈代谢，引发更多的脑波，最后呢，导致我们做噩梦。 Okay, folks, let's take a look at the vocab we've got here. Number one, late night. Late night. 好，这其实是一个两个字组在一起的一个形容词 late 跟 night 字面上很好懂，也就是 something happening very late in the evening or at night， 就是深夜的意思。 late night 是深夜的意思，所以 for example you can say Jimmy loves to watch late night shows. Jimmy loves to watch late night shows. Jimmy 很爱看深夜秀，或者是 late night movie 深夜电影。接下来 number two metabolismmetabolism， 好，注意哦，这个 metabolism、的念法就要稍微记一下，不是 metabolism， 不是像他写的一样，而是 metabolism， 那个重音在 ta， 在那个 t， metabolism， metabolism， OK， metabolism it's a noun， 它是一个名词，那它的意思就是新陈代谢，新陈代谢。那英文的注解，英文的意思呢，可以注意一下，是 The whole range of biochemical processes that occur within a living organism. 好，很冗长，不太能懂，所以中文最好懂就是新陈代谢的意思。For example, you can say, exercising is a way to speed up your metabolism. Exercising is a way to speed up your metabolism. 运动是一种加速新陈代谢的方法。运动是加速新陈代谢的一种方式。OK, number three, trigger. Trigger,、哦、不是跳跳虎的 tigger 哦，是 trigger, trigger. 那是一个动词。It means to cause something to start. To cause something to start. 所以是一种引发、引起的意思。For example, you can say, I triggered the smoke alarm when I burned the potatoes.I triggered the smoke alarm when I burned the potatoes. 好，所以我在烧马铃薯的时候，我触发了烟雾警报器。所以我在 不管是烤马铃薯、煮马铃薯的时候触发了烟雾警报器、或者你可以说烟雾探测器或者侦烟器。那 smoke alarm 的话，在台湾的家里可能比较少，现在新的建筑可能会比较多。那就是你在看美国电影的时候，有时候水烧开了，或者是在屋内抽烟的时候，上面那个哔哔哔哔哔哔在叫的那个叫做 smoke alarm， smoke alarm。Last but not least， number four， brainwave， brainwave， brainwave 呢可能有两个意思哦。第一个意思是 an electrical impulse in the brain， 或者 electrical wave， 一个电波的感觉。 an electrical impulse in the brain， or it can mean intuition， a spark of clever idea. For example, you can say some say that Wi-Fi affects our brain waves， 有人说 Wi-Fi 会影响我们的脑波。 A soldier had a brain wave during battleThat saved hundreds of people. 一名士兵在战场上的灵光一闪，救了好几百人。哦，所以 brain wave 看起来像是就是 brain 的 wave， 脑的波嘛。所以 brain 脑波是最简单的一个意思，但是它也有灵光一闪，突然一个灵感的感觉 ，a brain wave。There you have it, guys. That's our pronunciation challenge of the day. Those of you VoiceTubers listening late at night, you guys are such great listeners. 但是听完今天的主题呢，真的拜托大家一定要睡眠充足，真的要睡够哦，不要欠缺睡眠，或是产生睡眠债，这些都是不好的。不然的话呢，下次鬼压床的时候，你可能就会看到我在旁边。Boo!